The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Cast of us today. We're very pleased today to have a very special guest in the comic book and LGBT world, Mr. Charles Zan Christensen. Say hello.
You can call him Zan.
Just call Zan? Okay.
Yeah, sure. I just put the Charles in there because my parents would get confused otherwise.
They need to know who to send the Christmas card to, right?
Right, right. Actually, I learned long ago that it doesn't really matter because everybody calls me something different. So I just wait for "Hey, you."
All right. So, Zan, first of all, how did you get involved in the world of comics?
Well, as a reader, I actually came to the game kind of late because I didn't have comics growing up as a kid. That they weren't things that were bought for me. And the only comics that I ran into were like some of the Harvey comics and maybe a few old like Superboy comics. Everything just said capture, open capture. What? Sorry, there's just some little thing popped up and told me something and I was freaked out. Let me start that over again.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. That's Bill O'Reilly, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm the new Bill O'Reilly. No. I would read comics occasionally, like at my grandma's house in the spare room where I was staying when I was visiting, but never bought them, never really thought much about them. And then I don't know why, but I had this idea to buy a comic at the 7-Eleven store near my house where I would go and buy horrible junk food. And I think it was Power Pack number 13, and it was an X-Men crossover. Maybe it was 14. It was X-Men crossover. And, you know, people ask, like, how come there's so many crossovers in modern comic books? It's because when you're, you know, 13 years old and you buy a comic book and it has other characters from other books in it, you buy everything. And so I did, and I became a total Marvel Comics X-Men zombie fan for a long, long time. That when I got older and sort of wanted to read comics that were more about real life, I guess, that's when I started to kind of reach out and realize that there were queer comics in the world. And I got very, very excited about that. And I wanted to explore that whole world. And I just started volunteering. I volunteered on Andy Mangel's annual zine guide to who's queer in comics called Out in Comics. And did that for a few years and then got kind of inspired and ambitious to do something even more and founded Prism Comics about 10 years ago.
Ooh.
I've been soaking in it for over a decade.
So how did Prism Comics come about? Like what motivated you to do this?
Sheer force of will and ignorance. I had a bunch of friends that I knew from this organization called the Gay League of America, which is a comics fandom, mostly about DC and Marvel Comics for lesbian, gay folks, lesbian, gay, bi, trans folks. I'm new helping out with the, with the various outreach things and whatnot. Some of the people in the Gay League became the first board members of Prism. And it just kind of grew from there. I mean, the lineup has changed quite a bit over the years. Sometimes it's industry professionals, and sometimes it's just, you know, kind of dedicated fans and convention goers, and sometimes it's people like me who are kind of making the transition from a fan to a professional. Yeah, it's been quite a lot of people involved. Definitely not something that I did all by myself. I've been very dedicated to it, and I think that I've been, you know, very supportive of keeping it going. But there's a lot of people involved with Prism Comics. The current president, Ted Abenheim, does so much work, especially with conventions. He kind of was the conventions and events coordinator, chairperson for a long time. Now he's the president. He is a workaholic. yeah, there's lots of good people involved. I'm really just an advisory person at this point. I'm very interested in making sure that it keeps going, but I'm not on the board, not kind of guiding things right now. But it's a very good organization.
Okay, cool. Let's see, what else we got here? So, word around town says that you guys are working on a new project called Anything That Loves.
Yes. So I, after doing Prism stuff for a long time, I really wanted to do my own creative work, and I really wanted to. At first, I thought I was going to be a comic book store owner. But then I realized that that would be a nightmare, just because comic book stores are they're a endangered species, and it would be a huge task to found one and make it successful. Mm-hmm. But the part of it that I always kind of fixated on was, I could get together and get a bunch of people who do zines and have them all send me, you know, the files to produce them, and I could print them and basically have the biggest and best zine collection in the world, all as kind of a sort of a print on demand kind of thing.
Okay.
And it would be there for anybody who wanted to come in and buy them. But that was the only part of the time on. So, years ago. Our seventh project is an anthology about bisexuality or pansexuality, omnisexuality, called Anything That Loves. We just started a Kickstarter campaign for that. And that just made funding after 3 days, 31 days ago. Now we're getting into territory of getting our stretch goals and doing all that kind of stuff. Now, so it's super, super exciting.
All right,
I'm thrilled that it's been awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you.
All right, for some reason, I don't know if it's the internet connection or what, it's kind of breaking up, getting a little choppy. So, right as you started going into talking about the Kickstarter, it kind of broke up a bit.
Yours is kind of warbly as well.
Okay.
You're a little warbly.
Go warbly.
Is there anything I can do over here to fix that?
I'm not sure. I mean, from on our side, our video is coming up pretty clear, so I'm not sure. I think our internet connection.
Of course,
is...
my video looks fantastic too. So
what's that?
I think my video looks fantastic too. So I don't know. That's, I think we both are seeing perfect audio and video for ourselves.
Let's take off our rose colored goggles.
We have extremely narcissistic views on our Google chat side. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. So, Anything That Loves, it's a Kickstarter project right now. And
yes. And so we launched it on Monday. And I wanted to have it live in time for, there's a convention that I'm actually going to tonight, first night, called NorwestCon.
Okay.
Between Seattle and Tacoma, Washington. And I was thinking, I'll launch it, and so that way I can go to the show and promote it and make sure that we achieve our goal. the goal has already been met. The stretch goals are all about giving more money to the creators of the book who are contributing things, and then also funding future books.
Okay.
So there's lots and lots of neat stuff. There's great rewards, and it's awesome. You can find it at anythingthatloves.com.
Anythingthatloves.com.
Okay, anythingthatloves.com.
Yeah, we'll be sure to put a link to the project after this goes live next week.
Yeah, it'll go up in the show notes, and we'll put it up on the Facebook page, all that stuff. So since our listeners are going to be listening to this a week from now, roughly, we go live with this next Friday. What is the actual end date for the Kickstarter? That way they know the date that they have until in order to try to help get more books published.
Right now is the best time. So if you're listening to this, press pause and then go and finish. So that's my suggestion. A little self-serving me. The drive, though, is very odd. I set it up for 34 days because I was launching it this week, but I wanted to last until the end of Stumptown Comics Fest, which is coming up at the end of April.
Okay.
And so, it's 35 days long. But, that's fine. You know, we do things differently around here.
But, hey, that gives people plenty of time.
Made it 31.5 days long. It would still have been fine. So.
Well, hey, that works. As long as you get, as long as you meet your goal, that's all that matters. All
right. Well, let's
see. What was that?
Sorry, I'm going through my show notes real fast just to see, you know, what to touch on, what else to touch up on.
So you've got an awesome book that's right over your left shoulder for those watching the video. So tell us a little bit about that. Yeah.
What book? Oh. That was my natural, casual. Yes. Transposes by Dylan Edwards with a foreword by Alison Bechtel.
And Dylan.
This book is our most recent release from Northwest Press. And it is a nonfiction book. And it's based on interviews that the author did with transgender men who are also either bisexual or gay or queer as well. It's on the face of it, to somebody who's not familiar with the community or with these kind of issues, might seem like a niche within a niche within a niche. And he kind of does talk about that a little bit at the beginning of the book in the introduction. But I think it's the amazing thing about it is that as you read it, it becomes so incidental. Like, the specific issues are, I mean, they're important issues, but the fact that these are all individual human beings who have relationships and problems and hardships and joys, and that all shines through. And I think that his use of humor and his use of kind of, you know, personal stories without being maudlin or sentimental really makes it a great book for people to kind of learn more about the subject. You kind of need to know a little bit, have a little bit of an understanding of kind of gender issues and, you know, a passing kind of interest in it to get started, because it does go into some details. But I was fascinated by it. I loved it. I loved his work for so long, Dylan's work. And so it was nominated for a Lambda Literary Award for transgender fiction or for transgender nonfiction. And we're going to be going to New York in June to sit and be all nervous. The award ceremony. And hopefully he'll bring home a beautiful little glass award.
Now, wouldn't that be nice to set up in the office somewhere? Mm-hmm. All right. I actually wanted to know your relation, other than the Mark of Iacus, what your relationship is with Class Comics.
That's pretty much it. I mean, other than the fact that they're another queer publisher and we like them.
Okay.
Well, that works.
I mean, I've been working with them through Prism Comics for a long time, because they've been trying to kind of get them out to show their stuff at for sale at the conventions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's been a relationship in terms of trying to support their work and kind of, you know, make sure that they're welcomed into the queer community in the U.S. comics market.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. All right. So you say that you're you've got the con that's going on right now. What are some of the other cons that you
yes.
are a part of? What are some of your favorite cons? I mean, it's a great opportunity to get your work and get all this, get new fans, basically. And I mean, that's a huge thing. What are
yeah.
some of your favorite cons to be a part of?
Well, let me. I'm going to bring up my my convention schedule because I'm kind of I've always been very ambitious and very optimistic, and so when it comes to scheduling, I can go a little nuts. And so I was actually putting together my convention schedule for the year, and there's a lot of things that I put on there as kind of maybes that are crossed off. So they're I'm not doing every show there is to do in the world, but there are 23 conventions on my calendar.
Wow.
And of those, I've done two. So far. So I'll just wrap them off. I'm doing NorthCon Seattle. I'm doing the April Book Expo on Saturday. I'm doing the LA Times Festival of Books in Los Angeles, which is going to be amazing because I've never done a book show before. I'm going to be doing the Stumptown Comics Fest, the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, Wonder Northwest in Portland, Land of Literary Awards in New York, Olympia Comics Festival in Olympia, Washington, Cake in Chicago, San Diego Comic-Con, the Outright Book Fair in D.C. I'm hoping to get a table at SPX, but I'm still not sure because it was kind of a fuster cluck this year. Rose City Comic-Con in Portland, Wordstock Festival in Portland, maybe New York Comic-Con, maybe not, Alternative Press Expo, Geek Girl Con in Seattle, which is an amazing show, Jet City Comic Show in Tacoma, the Short Run Small Press Fest in Seattle, and BentCon in Los Angeles, and then I'll be closing it out with a show that I've never been to before called Portland Comic Book Show in Portland, Oregon.
Awesome.
So that's a lot of traveling.
Yeah. It sounds like at least you'll, frequent flyer miles will be adding up.
Well, my idea of a perfect vacation is I go to a city I haven't been to before, I see a lot of the same people that I see all the time anyway, and I work. I'm a simple man with simple pleasures, simple tastes.
So now you listed off all of these. Now, what's the best way for people to keep up with it? Where, just from the con information listings, or do you have something up on a website, your Facebook page? What's the best way for people to find you, keep up with this if they want to go and see you at one of these conventions?
The best way is probably the northwestpress.com site.
Okay.
There is a little calendar thing on there that has calendar information about shows. But one thing I did notice is that I was only putting it a few shows in ahead, like, so it's maybe 2 months out. I really need to catch up and have more on there because there's a lot of shows and I want people to be able to plan ahead so that they will definitely come and see us.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll make sure that we link that in the show notes. That way, as people download the microsode, they will be able to hook up with you at these conventions.
There's also there is one place online right now where you can see all these shows or all the lists of shows and their dates by watching the Kickstarter video.
Ah.
Okay. I actually mention one of the rewards. We have mostly the rewards about books. So if you pledge $10 to support the book, anything it loves, then you get a digital copy of the book. And if you do $30, then you get print copy and digital copy together. Along with a nice art plate, a nice art print in the book. And then there's some other rewards that have other Northwest Press books as kind of rewards added to sweeten the deal, so to speak. Once you get to $500 and $1,000, they are basically renting me out to go and hang out with you. For dinner.
Oh, okay. Damn, I was about to bring out the credit card.
Where was I? The reason that the shows are listed in that Kickstarter video is because basically I can come to you since I'm doing so many different shows. If you're out there and you're like, I would love to hang out with Zan and talk about things in depth for an hour or two, then just look at the schedule to see if I'm coming to a city near you, and I probably am. And then just, you know, schedule a, you know, plunk down your $500 and schedule a time, and we'll hang out. So there's that, and there's also the $1,000 one is to come to the Lambda Literary Awards in New York with us. And basically you get to come and have lunch with us, come to the ceremony with us. We give you a ticket. You can hold our hands while we nervously wait for the result. And then we'll take you to the VIP after party. We'll party down and get drunk and either drink away our sorrows or celebrate our success. But you'll be there with to watch it all and drink free booze.
That sounds like
a that's like a once in a lifetime thing. You know, like if you're interested in queer comics and queer books, to be able to come with nominees to the awards and, you know, party and meet all kinds of famous and important literary folks. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I mean, who needs Kristen Bell recording your voicemail messages anyway? Come on. This is much better. Much, much better.
Well, listen, while we're there, can you record my voicemail message for me anyway?
Hello. You've reached the voicemail of Pat O'Rourke?
Yes. And I want it done just that way. I want you to stumble in the name.
Hello. You've reached the voicemail of Pat O'Rourke? Unless you're a total idiot, you know what to do. Beep.
Well, I've been trying to encourage the other members of the podcast to come out to BentCon because I told them about how much fun I had hanging out with you guys and Phil Jimenez and Patrick Fillion and all those guys, and it was a lot of fun, and it was great to be able to have conversations with people who are so in-depth in the business, you know, just to be able to, you know, talk shop with people.
Yeah. I love that show. I'm BentCon. I've been a sponsor. I'm not sure how, because I started doing Northwest Press full time as of early this year, mm-hmm. and so that's a little nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But I've been a sponsor of BentCon for the past 2 years, and I definitely will be doing whatever I can to help this year as well. It's just I think of it as kind of like the big celebration show at the end of the year that I can just go and enjoy and have a good time and see everybody that I love and care about and not have to be an interesting oddity in the broader comic scene, mm-hmm. but just be a perfectly ordinary and rather boring person in a sea of really crazy and exciting queer folks. And so I just adore BentCon. And so I encourage everybody who's queer and interested in comics to come and take a look, or, you know, or horror movies or science fiction, fantasy. Like it's definitely a pop culture show.
Whatever tickles your pickle.
Yes. Unless it's furries. No, furries are good. I think, I don't know. I wasn't really paying that much attention.
Listen,
but, you know,
I like my men furry. I don't want a furry.
You don't want plush. You want fur.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it.
I mean, I am the talking bearskin rug of the podcast.
All right. Well.
So what? So you've got the Kickstarter going on. You've got all these promotional appearances that going on. What else? I mean, that's. I don't even know how you would fit time in for anything else, to be honest.
Well, I don't date. So that helps out.
We're cutting that part of the. We're cutting that out of the podcast. We don't need people to know this. We want cute single furry men. That
what? I missed it because they went all warbly.
Oh, I said we're cutting that part out of the podcast. We want to show this as we got hot, sexy men on here that you might be able to go on a date with. Well, hey, for $500 or $1,000.
That's right. Oh no, hey, I actually prefaced or talked about at the beginning of one of the panels that I did recently, said, you know, like if I was, you know, in a relationship, which I'm not, you know, I'm shameless, you know, I'll use my comic book fame to meet groupies. I don't care. It's fine.
It's what it's there for.
Groupies that might lead to true love. Maybe you and me, reader or watcher, listener, will fall in love. happen.
And there's an even better chance if you donate to the Kickstarter campaign.
Kickstarter, oh my God, your chances are astronomically increased. True. Especially if you go for the $1,000 level.
Exactly.
He might have to put
it. I can help you take some selfies. I'll say that. Whatever that might mean. I don't know what that means. I don't know about internet technology and that terminology. What did I just say? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it's probably the best thing that has come out of this entire day.
So you know, I actually did. I was single. I've been single for about 3 years now, and I was thinking, yeah, like this is great. Like I'm going to be full time comic book publisher. I'll be on the road. I'll be single on the road. It'd be great. I just work so much. I never get to do anything fun. Sad trombone.
Wah, wah, wah.
It's the glamorous life of a comic book publisher.
Oh, well, there we go. We'll show this to Q later.
Oh, the question will be so sad after that.
What's the question?
Exactly.
Oh, poor Q. Not even on this episode, and already getting brought up.
All right. Well, Zan, it has been a delight to have you on this show finally, and would it be possible to have you on as like a regular guest sometime in the future? Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I'll do it.
Listen, we'll do Zan's Random Thoughts. We'll do a little segment once a week. We'll just get you on. We'll just random.
Have me on and have like three questions with Zan. I'll do it. And you just like come up with questions on your other shows and like, oh, that's good. I'm going to run for Zan. Just write them down, and then I'll just come and say, oh, well, obviously the answer is, and then I'll give you the answer. And then you'll feel so dumb. Like, oh, how did we miss that? I'm imagining how it might play out.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'm just saying. Yeah.
All right.
Not that I'll be, you know, haughty or stuck up about it. I'll just be like, oh, no, fact. All of the shame will be on your end.
Of course. Well, we are shameless. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
If you've ever listened to Flame On, you know there is no shame in this group whatsoever. All right, so before we cut out of here, if you want to run down the Kickstarter information, where they can get in touch with you, I mean, all this stuff will be in the show notes, but it's always good when we've got fun, sexy men giving this information themselves.
Well... anythingthatloves.com is a great place to start because that takes you to the Kickstarter itself. In the future, it'll take you to the book itself, but now it's the Kickstarter. Anything That Loves is actually a play on, there was a bisexual magazine called Anything That Moves, which was kind of like a little sarcastic dig at the notion that bisexual people are just horn dog sex crazy people. But Anything That Loves is a different kind of sentiment. Anythingthatloves.com, northwestpress.com, a convention near you, and hope to see you guys around. If you've watched this and you enjoyed what I'm saying, talking about, come up to me at the show and say hi and talk to me because I love to talk about this stuff, and I will talk, and I can talk to you.
There you go.
All right. And on that note, flame off.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Flame On, a podcast made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of tops and bottoms like you. If you want to be one of our sugar daddies, you can help out by telling a cute single friend about us, reviewing us on iTunes, or putting some dollars down our digital D-string on our monthly support drive. For more ridiculously entertaining and socially enlightening episodes of Flame On, as well as other fine programs, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to Flame On and all Nerdy Show podcasts via iTunes. And be sure to find us on Twitter at Flame On Podcast or Facebook on our Flame On fan page. And be sure to check back to flameonshow.com for more nerdy queer in your ear.